Courageous and cunning women are victorious in the Ashkenazi Haftarah for Beshalach. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Devorah, wife of Lapidot, was a prophetess. She led Israel at that time. She used to sit under the palm of Devorah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites would come to her for decisions. She summoned Barak, son of Avinoam of Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "Adonai, the God of Israel, has commanded, go, march up to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun. And I will draw Sisera, Yavin's army commander, with his chariots and his troops, toward you up the Wadi Kishon, and I will deliver him into your hands." But Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, I will go. If not, I will not go." "Very well, I will go with you," she answered. "However, there will be no glory for you in the course you are taking, for then Adonai will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Devorah went with Barak to Kedesh. Barak then mustered Zebulun and Naphtali at Kedesh. 10,000 men marched up after him, and Devorah also went up with him. Now, Hever, the Kenite, had separated from the other Kenites, descendants of Chovav, father-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent at Elon Betzaaninim, which is near Kedesh. Sisera was informed that Barak, son of Avinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. So Sisera ordered all his chariots, 900 iron chariots, and all the troops he had to move from Haroshet Goyim to the Wadi Kishon. Then Devorah said to Barak, "Up! This is the day on which Adonai will deliver Sisera into your hands. Adonai is marching before you." Barak charged down Mount Tabor, followed by the 10,000 men, and Adonai threw Sisera and all his chariots and army into a panic before the onslaught of Barak. Sisera leaped from his chariots and fled on foot as Barak pursued the chariots and the soldiers as far as Haroshet Goyim. All of Sisera's soldiers fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Sisera, meanwhile, had fled on foot to the tent of Yael, wife of Hever the Kenite, for there was friendship between King Yavin of Hazor and the family of Hever the Kenite. Yael came out to greet Sisera and said to him, "Come in, my lord, come in here, do not be afraid." So he entered her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. He said to her, "Please, let me have some water. I'm thirsty." She opened a skin of milk and gave him some to drink, and she covered him again. He said to her, "Stand at the entrance of the tent. If anybody comes and asks you if there is anybody here, say no." Then Yael, wife of Hever, took a tent pin and grasped the mallet. When he was fast asleep from exhaustion, she approached him stealthily and drove the pin through his temple till it went down to the ground. Thus he died. Now Barak appeared in pursuit of Sisera. Yael went out to greet him and said, "Come, I will show you the man you are looking for." He went inside with her, and there Sisera was lying dead with the pin in his temple. On that day, God subdued King Yavin of Canaan before the Israelites. The hand of the Israelites bore harder and harder on King Yavin of Canaan until they destroyed King Yavin of Canaan. On that day, Devorah and Barak, son of Avinoam, sang.
When locks go untrimmed in Yisrael, when people dedicate themselves, bless Adonai. Hear, O kings, give ear, O potentates. I will sing to Adonai, will hymn Adonai, the God of Yisrael. Adonai, when you came forth from Seir, advanced from the country of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens dripped, yea, the clouds dripped water, the mountains quaked before Adonai, God of Sinai. Before Adonai, God of Yisrael. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Yael, caravans ceased and wayfarers went by roundabout paths. Deliverance ceased in Israel. Till you arose, O Deborah, arose, O mother in Yisrael. When they chose new gods, was there a fighter then in the gates? No shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Yisrael. My heart is with Yisrael's leaders, with the dedicated of the people, bless Adonai. You riders on tawny she-asses, you who sit on saddle rugs, and you wayfarers, declare it louder than the sound of arches. There among the watering places, let them chant the gracious acts of Adonai, God's gracious deliverance of Israel. Then did the people of Adonai march down to the gates. Was the remnant made victor over the mighty. Adonai's people won my victory over the warriors. From Ephraim came they whose roots are in Amalek, after you, your kin, Benjamin. From Machir came down leaders, from Zvulun, such as Hold the marshal staff. And Issachar's chiefs were with Deborah. As Barak, so was Issachar, rushing after him into the valley. Among the clans of Reuven were great decisions of heart. Why then did you stay among the sheepfolds and listen as they piped for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuven were great searchings of heart. Gilead tarried beyond the Jordan. And Dan, why did he linger by the ships? Asher remained at the seacoast and tarried at his landings. Zvulun was a people that mocked at death. Naphtali on the open heights. Then the kings came. They fought. The kings of Canaan fought. At Tanakh by Megiddo's waters, they got no spoil of silver. The stars fought from heaven. From their courses they fought against Sisera. The torrent Kishon swept them away. The raging torrent, the torrent Kishon. March on, my soul, with courage. Then the horse's hooves pounded as headlong galloped the steeds. Curse Meroz, said the angel of Adonai. Bitterly curse its inhabitants, because they came not to the aid of Adonai. To the aid of Adonai. Among the warriors. Most blessed of women be Yael, wife of Hever the Kenite. Most blessed of women in tents. He asked for water, she offered milk. In a princely bowl, she brought him curds. Her left hand reached for the tent pin, her right for the workman's hammer. She struck Sisera, crushed his head, smashed and pierced his temple. At her feet he sank, lay outstretched. At her feet he sank, lay still. Where he sank, there he lay, destroyed. Through the window peered Sisera's mother. Behind the lattice she whined. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why so late the clatter of his wheels? The wisest of her ladies gives answer. She too replies to herself. They must be dividing the spoil they have found. a damsel or two for each man. Spoil of dyed cloths for Sisera. Spoil of embroidered cloths, a couple of embroidered cloths round every neck a spoil. So may all your enemies perish, Adonai. But may God's friends be as the sun, rising in might.
And the land was tranquil 40 years.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.